Grace to you and peace. In the name of the one Julian of Norwich calls Christ our Mother. How many of you have ever been to the office of evening prayer or even song? Oh, good. But for some of you, it'll be a wonderful new thing. We don't do it here now, but I bet we will when we have a gently lit, quiet, spectacularly beautiful chapel where a few can gather or 100 and everybody feel at home. I've always loved evening prayer. When the busy world is hushed, it's one of the prayers, and we ask for the day just over to be blessed and for protection through the night. And just as if God is our mother, just as if God is the mother of the whole world, we ask for tender mercy. And that the whole world and all the travelers on all the roads to Emmaus and Valdosta and Juneau and Tripoli and Sydney, Australia and Natchez, Mississippi and Prague and all the people in all the homes in the grass huts in Fiji and the apartments stacked on each other in Beijing and in the refugee camps newly sprung in Alabama and Japan and in the two old ones in Palestine and Sudan and all the homes and all the roads, we pray that all might be held like a tiny sparrow in God's hands. So this is an evensong prayer. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. Give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake. So we ask all those blessings for all everywhere, as if God were the homemaker of the world. You know, after a week when so many of our southern neighbors lost their homes and even lost their lives, let's think of this promise, this described by Dame Julian way back in the 14th century. She says that Christ came to her and said, I love you, and I love all the others. I love you like a mother. I want to tuck you up under my wings like a mother hen. Julian said she had this vision in which Jesus told her, just like my mother used to tell me, that all that is not well shall be made well. All that is not well shall be made well. All over and under and on this fragile earth, our island home, all that is not well shall be made well. I heard this from my mother. So in her memory, I invite you to think about the way that Jesus Christ, our mother, moved through his world. I believe he often had a soft voice, murmuring words. I believe they loved the sound of the voice as much as the words. He made a home for them all through those years, even on the road. He made their friends welcome. And he figured out how to feed all the extra company that showed up a couple of times, making a tiny mess of fish and a few measly loaves of bread go so far it was like a miracle. And when they went out, he's the one who reminded them to put on their cloaks and take their staffs and their sandals. And he got mad at them when they were less than they could be. And he hollered at them to put their swords up before they hurt anybody. And he taught them how silly they were when they tried to one-up each other. Sounds like my mother. He took them seriously. And he said they would do wonderful things. And he loved each one fiercely, and each one knew it. He was a homemaker. And remember this, over and over and over again. The thing over and over he said, peace. Don't be scared. Peace. Fear not. Trust God. It's going to be all right. Trust me. We have a place just for you. I wouldn't lie to you. And I'm going to show you the way to get there. I'm going to take you home. Of course, he learned how to mother people somewhere. How to include people and make room for everybody. How to hold them close and gentle and feed them and heal their sore places and make them feel like they can do anything, be anything. It's very strange. It's very strange. Homemaking, when it's holy, when it is of God, doesn't make people who stay home. Holy homemaking makes people who can be at home anywhere and who will be strong enough to stride out into the vast and violent world and to be homemakers themselves for others. That's exactly what the disciples did. And that is exactly what we are called to do today. Now, some of this Jesus must have learned from Mary, the one whose rhythms of blood and breath, that was his first home. Her womb, her breast, her face, home for him, full of grace and love, her love even growing brave enough to let go of him, which every mother has to do. To start biting her tongue as he grew up and stop saying, be careful. That was my son's first word, by the way. Careful. You know, surely it was her love, her brave love and trust in God that let her boy loose to become who he was meant to be. Now, how did Mary learn how to mother her son? Well, there was Anne, her mother, but also surely Mary and our own deepest knowledge of homemaking comes straight from the heart of God, whose breath loved into being all that is, who looked at the stars and the alligators and the butterflies and the mountains and us and the universe and said, you know, this is really very good. Who loves it all? Loves us all so much that God gave, you know. I get a kick out of this. You may not, but I love it. This is a woman named Melanie, hard name to say, Svobodin, in conversation with God, who she sees as her mother. Sometimes I say to God, you know what's wrong with you? I said that to my mother some too. And God asks, what? And I begin to enumerate. You love too indiscriminately. You trust people way too much. You're far too forgiving, and you're entirely too patient. Having said that, I invite God to, you know, tell me a little bit about what's wrong with me. But all I hear God say is, you know, honey, I really really get a kick out of you. Today we thank God for all the mothers and grandmothers in this space. Remember your mother and give gracious thanks as you are able for the gifts God gave you through her. And remember those who have mothered you. I hope you count Mother Church, which is our oldest name. I hope you count Mother Church in that number, for that is our ancient and still role to nourish you and love you and send you out into the world strong and free. And today, whatever road you are on, know that according to Jesus, who got it from God, you are on the way home. You are on the way to be at home. I close with another prayer from evening prayer, but this one, you know, the first, listen to it and hear, the first time it was prayed was by those two men on the road to Emmaus who met a stranger who ends up mothering them into courage and faith and hope and love and feeding them into new life, just like we will do with each other again in a moment with the breaking of the bread. A collect for the presence of Christ. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion on the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you in the breaking of the bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen.